Today's shiur is Daf Samach Dalad. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, about 9 lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara. Hahum avod avadoiba Lachman Baristik. There was this mavoi in which Lachman Baristik, who was a goy, lived in. And as we learned in the Mishnah, what are you supposed to do when you have a non-Jewish neighbor? You're supposed to lease his property. Amalag, so they told the goy, Ogalon Rishusach, lease to us your share, your house, that we should be able to make an Erev. Loi Ogalhu. So he refused to rent his share to them. Also Amalai Labaya. So they came and told Abaya they have a problem. They want to be able to carry from their houses into the Mavoi, into the Chatzar, and they don't have that ability because the guy is standing in the way, refusing to lease his property. So Abaya gave them a etza. Asa Amle Labaya. So Abaya told them, Amlehu, tell all the Jews, Zilu Batilu Rishusaychu Legad Vechad, all of you should relinquish your rights and your homes to that one, to one of you. Havle Yochad B'makim Nachri. So now we're going to have a situation where there's one Jew and one guy, because all of them, by relinquishing their rights to one of the owners, so he's really the only owner now. So it's one Jew and one guy. And as we learned in the Mishnah, V'yochad b'makom nachri lo aser. The only time we have a problem with a guy is when there are two Jews. Remeir was the one that held the problem with a guy with one Jew, but we Patskin, as we learned, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said there's only a problem by two Jews, now we're down to only one Jew. Now, Rashi points out, and all the Rishonim point out, that this Eitzah is not a perfect Eitzah. Why is this Eitzah not a perfect Eitzah? Because what's the halacha if an Erev wasn't made? So we discussed, and we will, Mitzvah Hashem, learn, that Bittul Rishus is an option. That the people who didn't make an Erev could be mevatel their Rishus, could give up their rights and their property to somebody who did make the Erev. But that will not give them the right to carry from their houses into the Chatzar or the Mavui. And in fact, according to some Rishonim, and we'll learn the Gemara, they can't even carry out from the person that Mavat Rishus anything to the Chatzar. So this is not a perfect Eitzah. But like the Ritva explains, they had a problem here. So they were limited. So Abaya told them, if you want to have some sort of an Eitzah, be Mavat Rishus. And at least the person who you mevatel rishus to, he'll be able to carry out from his home to the chatzar, even if you can't carry out. So that's what Abaya told him. Amrle, so I told Abaya, your eitzah, we don't understand. Midu hotama, we learned at the beginning of the parak. What's the basis of the machloikis of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Why did Rabbi Meir say that even with one Jew and one guy, we have to deal with it? And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said we only have to deal with it when we have two Jews. Because he says one Jew and one guy is a milsad l'shchicha. Because people, no Jew would want to live alone with a guy. The chashid we learned as shvichas tamim. But here we don't have a situation of one Jew and one guy. There are many Jews. So here Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ought to agree that the only option is shchiras. So what's the eitzah? Amalei, they told Abaya, midu hutama. What's the whole reason you said that when you only have one Jew and one guy, you have no problem? Because it's like Shaykh the diary. That's not the way it usually set up. But here they do live this way. So how, even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ought to agree that you have to deal with the guy and you can't just ignore him. So they responded, you're right. Whenever you have a situation that everybody's going to be mevatel rishus to one of the many people, that's not really what usually happens, and we just really explained why not. Because when you're mevatel rishus, you really haven't accomplished that much, because the people who are mevatel rishus can't carry. So this is still a situation of a milsad l'shchicha, and since it's still a situation of milsad l'shchicha, le'gos b'rabbanan. So that's why I'm comfortable with this eitzah. Also Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, Amal Shmatzah Kameh de Rava. So Rav Huna Bereid Yeshua went and said this over to Rava. Amalei, Im Kein B'Talta Paris Erev, Mai Samar Mavi. People what you, Chazal, we started this parak, taught us that when you have such a situation, you have to make an Erev. What we're doing now is we're circumventing the entire concept of Erev. And that's not what Chazal wanted. Chazal wanted that Jews should make an Erev between themselves. So he says, the Ma'arvi. I'm not saying they shouldn't make an Erev. Let them do Bittul Rishus and also make an Erev. So says the Gemara, if somebody sees what's happening here, he'll see that we have a Goyish neighbor. The Jewish neighbors did Bittul Rishus. The Jewish neighbors made an Erev, and they weren't concerned about a Goy. And they will come to say, Yoimru Erev Moyel B'makam Nachri, that the Jews can make an Erev amongst themselves and can ignore the Goy. So it says the Machron Zinon, we'll make an announcement that normally what you're supposed to do is rent, lease the Goy's property. Here we have a problem, so we had to come up with some other Eitzah. Ask the Gemara, Achras the Ludardiki, is that going to work? Do you have children here? When they make this announcement that we're doing this because we're under difficult circumstances, the children won't understand what they're saying. We have a hard enough time understanding Masechet Erevin. Children certainly won't understand Masechet Erevin. So they're not going to understand. By the time they're going to become adults, they will never realize that there was a special circumstance here. They're going to think that you could carry without an Erev. That you, and not worry about, you could carry without an Erev and not worry about the guy. And therefore, that won't work. Now, before we go further, there are two questions the Rishonim ask. One question is, we're talking here about a situation where the guy refused to rent. He doesn't want to rent his property, we have to deal with it. Tosfos asks, what's going to be the halakha if the guy is willing to rent? Just he says, you know what, I want to show it to my lawyer. This is a prerogative. And this Shabbos, I'm not going to get an answer from my lawyer for the Shabbos. So could we do this Eitzah for one Shabbos? Is pshat, when the Gemara says that we can't do this Eitzah, is because we can't live with this Eitzah long term because of the concerns we just explained. But for one Shabbos, so that these concerns aren't there, and we can rely on it. Or is the Gemara mean that Chazal don't want you to do this even for one Shabbos? Tosfos has two mahalchim, he says, he doesn't say which one is right. He just asks the Shaila. Similarly, Bichlal, we're learning that Bittul Rishus works. So the Rishonim ask, when Bittul Rishus works, let's say there's no guy, and a Jew is Mevatel Rishus. So the Rishonim ask, is Bittul Rishus a long-term Eitzah? Let's say there's a person, for whatever reason, doesn't want to contribute to the Erev, but he doesn't want to harm the other people. So every Shabbos he's Mevatel Rishus. Is that something that we allow to happen on a continuous basis? Or is Bittul Rishus something that we only allow on a temporary basis? It's also Shailen Rishonim. So now Rava needs to come up with an Eitzah with this guy who refuses to lease his property. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the way the Rajba explains Rashi, and then we'll see maybe another Mahalach. El Amar Rava, Lezel Chad Benayu, let one of the Jews go, Likrivle, he should get friendly with the guy. Then Velishal Menayu Dachta, and then he should ask the guy for permission to use his property for storage, Velinach Bamide, to leave his items in the guy's property, to have like a schir of a lakitoi. Now the Jew becomes like the tenant of the guy, right? Because he has items in the guy's property. Once the Jew becomes the tenant of the guy, the halacha looks at it like the Jew's apartment, not like the guy's apartment. And it's the Jew's apartment, so the Jew will be part of the Erev. He'll contribute to the Erev, and we could carry here. Even a tenant, nice and eruvay v'dayoy. He could just contribute to the Erev and he's fine. So the Rashba asks, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in this perek what's considered somebody that lives in the chatzar. The Mar says, he lives there, he sleeps there. Leaving your objects doesn't mean that it's your apartment. So how come all of a sudden we say just leave an object there and now it becomes your apartment? So the Rashba answers, we learned at the beginning of this parak the dearest akam lashma dira. Really the guy shouldn't cause any problem. Chazal made a gzeira. Since it's only a gzeira of Chazal, we're able to be makel that even if a person just leaves his property there, that's already considered his apartment. Now the Rishonim discuss at length, what does it take to that should become your apartment? One shaila they ask is it enough that the guy just gives you permission, or do you actually have to have a kinyan in that property? The Beis Yosef brings down many days, but the Chazanish Paskins La'aloch L'maisa, you don't have to do any formal kinyan with the guy. The guy giving you permission is adequate that you should be considered Sechir of a Lakita. Now there's another Shaila. What does the guy give you? So the Beis Yosef says, if the guy goes and tells you that you're going to have a corner, you can leave your things in that corner, we haven't accomplished anything. Because what does that mean? That corner is yours, and the rest of the apartment is the guy's. We want all of the apartments to be the Jews. So what we have to have is a situation, says the Beis Yosef, where the guy does not specify where he wants you to leave your items. If he specifies, we haven't accomplished anything. The Bach is not as machmer as the Beis Yosef. The Bach says, even if the guy specifies, but since the guy gives you permission to walk through his whole apartment to get to that spot, it's good enough. Now there's another Shaila. The Eliyahu Rabbah discusses the Shaila. Is it enough that the Jew got permission? Or does he have to exercise that permission? Does he actually have to leave something there? Or is the fact that he could leave something there adequate? The Eliyahu Rabbah says he has to actually leave something there. And he's medayik in the Lashon HaGemara. V'leinach b'midi, leave something there. Other poskim are more mekel that said the permission is adequate. The Rambam's mahalach in this Gemara is very different. The Rambam's mahalach in this Gemara is that the Jew who will become the Sechir of Lakita of the guy will have to contribute to the Erev because he's considered a tenant, but he also now is considered a representative of the guy landlord, and he'll have to do the renting on behalf of the guy. But not that we completely ignore the need for leasing under these circumstances. Now this concept of Sechir of Lakita is a crucial concept in halacha. Where is it crucial? We make Erevs around cities. And the question is, we don't go to every guy knocking on the door and asking him, are you going to lease me your part of the city? It's impossible. Why don't we? So the Ramos says, since ultimately the government has the ultimate control of the city, the proof in the pudding is if they want to go and change the direction of an avenue. Till now it was going east to west, they want to make it go from west to east. They have every right to. So the government is no different than the Sechir of Alakitoi. And just like we're learning in our sugya that the Sechir of Alakitoi, since they just have a right to put something down, that makes them, for the halacha's purpose, considered the owner. Certainly, the government's control over our lives is as much as a Sechir of Alakitoi. And therefore, just dealing with the government takes care of all the goyim that live in a city or a town when you have to make an Erev. Ask the Gemara. So there's a question also, if Sechir v'lakita, if you could work that out in an apartment. Because since the halacha is, it's a very complicated child. Because the truth is, there's eminent domain in an apartment also. The government can ask people to move out of their apartment. So since they can, so maybe making a deal with the government could even work for apartments. That's already a much more complicated child. But for the roads, it certainly works.
All the things we learned in Gemara are serious, but it's just that they have to be done every single week.
No, we learned the Rosh says that. It's Machlokas Rashi and Rosh. Rashi says it does, and the Rosh says it doesn't. That was the Rashi beginning of the parak. Omle la bailer of Yosef. Hoyesham chamisha schir vehele kitai. Now the Gemara says, what happens if the guy has five workers that are leaving things in his apartment? Mau. Does he have to do each one of them have to contribute to the Erev, or is one enough? Sechir v'lakita is a kula that we could absolve ourselves of the problem that we have with the guy who doesn't want to rent out his apartment. Now the Mishnah Brura asks a very interesting shaila. The Gemara came up with an eitz of sechir v'lakita. Ask the Mishnah Brura la'aloch l'maisa. What happens if the guy is smart enough to figure out what you did here, and he's still protesting? I don't want to let this happen. Will Sechir v'lakita still work? Or Sechir v'lakita only works just as an Eitzah, but not if the guy is protesting. He says if the guy is protesting, it's not so poshut that you can rely on Sechir v'lakita. Gufa. Omer Yudam Shmuel. I feel a Sechir v'lakita, somebody just living in an apartment, noisen eruvoi v'dayay. Omer Rav Nachman, kam amalya ha'shmatza. This is a wonderful piece of Gemara. Omer Yudam Shmuel. Shosr v'yis yayin al yoyra. If somebody drinks even a revius of wine, but the Mishnah Brura says a revius of wine in one shot, if you drink it in two gulps, that's not the problem. You're not allowed to pask in the shayla anymore. The Ritva says it's only if you're going to pask in the shayla from new. But let's say you were ready to pask in and then you take a drink, and you already had your psak prepared, and then you take a lechayim, then you could say already your psak, because it was already prepared from before you drank. On the other hand, the Tshuvas HaRambam and the Tshuvas HaRashba say that what you're allowed to paskin when you drank is very, very minimal. Because yesterday we said that you're not allowed to paskin in front of a Rebbe. But we said something that's open in a sefer, that you're allowed to say. Here, even something that's preferish in a sefer, you're not allowed to paskin when you drank. Arav Nachman, loy malya hashmasa. This Gemara I don't like. Why? I, as long as I didn't drink a revius of wine, let's see what that, my head isn't clear. Amalei Rava, my tama amar hachi. What's this that you're raiding Gemaras? This Gemara you like, this Gemara you don't like. Ha'amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, my diksiv. There's a pasuk in Mishnah. V'roy is zoynus yoyved haim. So Mashah says the problem with this word is the word zoynus has an extra vav. Usually zoynus is spelled zun zayin nun vav sof. What's the extra vav? So it comes to teach us. Kala oy mishmu zu na. If somebody says this Gemara I like, v'zu en na. And this Gemara I don't like, maybe Ma'avid Hainish Torah, he will lose the fortune of Torah. You can't rate Gemaras. Omle Hadrabi. You're right, I won't do it again, I won't rate Gemaras. Now there's a very big machloikis, Mashah and Rashash, what does this mean? The Mashah says, you know, I even say, I like this Gemara is nice. The Pais can say, it's important for a Gabbai to know. A Gabbai shouldn't get up and when he's selling the lease, saying, you know, this is a Choshev Aliyah. Because you know, I say, Zuno. You know, I say, this piece of Torah is nice. The Rashash, and really that's what Rashi says, if you're just going to say this piece of Gemara is nice, this Ali is nice, but you're not saying the other one is not nice, it's not a problem. Only when you're comparing Zu no, the Zu loy no, then you have a problem. But if you're just saying something is nice, it's not a problem. That's, now, the Sfas Emes explains why. Sfas Emes says like this. He says that when a person learns Torah, he has to subscribe to Das Torah. He has to subscribe to the Das of Hashem. If somebody, to have success in learning, if somebody's going to start saying that this piece I like and this piece I don't like, so that means he's not relying on Das Torah, he's relying on his own Das. To have atzloch in learning, you have to rely on Das Torah, not on your own Das. There's a beautiful verse in the Doris, from the Taras Chaim. The Pasuk says, Oirich Yomim B'yaminoi B'smoiloi Oishir V'chovod. People, the right of Torah has long life, the left has Oishav Chavod, wealth and honor. What does that mean? So he explains, Maimina means the Psak, the Gemara that we agree with, the Psak that we follow. Masmilim means that the Psak that we don't follow, the Gemara we have many machlekes, and we follow one Shita. Says the Taras Chaim, if somebody will only learn Torah and will only quote the things that he likes, the Psak that we follow, he'll have Maimina boy. He'll have Oirich Yomim. But he ignores the Smoiloi. He won't have Oishav Chavod. That's what the Gemara says. Kol Oim Shmuza No V'su Enino Ma'avir Hainashal Torah. He'll lose the Oishav Chavod that comes for appreciating and respecting the Mesmilaba also. Amalei Amrav Barafuna Shase Al Yispal. Somebody who drank wine is not allowed to daven. And Mishnah Berurah says it's not only wine, it's also schnapps. The mispal, and he says, of course, by schnapps it doesn't have to be a revius. The mispalo tefilas et tefila, and if he davened, his tefila is accepted. Shikur, somebody's completely drunk, I yispal. The mispal tefilas et tefila, it's disgusting. The Mishnah, the Taisa says that a bracha you're allowed to say when you're shasli. The Ramah says that Krishma has the same din as tefila. Ask the Gemara, Heichidam Shasi, Heichidam Shikur. What's called Shasi? What's called Shikur? Says the Gemara, Kiyadarav Shumni Bar, Kiyadarav Abba Shumni, Rab Nash Bar Yim Yim Gifta. Have a Gamaftari, Abadadi, Amarva, the Nahar Yifti. They were taking leave of each other on the bank of Nahar Yifti. Oma Kalchadminon Lema Milsit La Shemila Chavri. But each one of us tell the other one something that they never learned. Why? The Am Mari Barav Huna La Yifta Adam Chaveroi El Metoch Tver Halacha. A person shouldn't take leave of his chaver only from saying something of learning. Shmetoch Kach Soichrei. Like that, he'll remember him. What pshat? Metoch Kach Soichrei. So the Belz Rebbe met the Shin of a Rav and they discussed pshat in this Gemara. The Belz Rebbe said pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara says that when somebody says over a shtickle Torah that he heard from somebody else, he should have in mind the person who said it as if he's in front of his face. Yira ki'ila b'al shemu b'fonav. So So if you tell me a piece of Torah, and I want to remember you, because you're my friend, so every time I remember a piece of Torah, I'll remember what you look like. The Divrei Cheskel said a different pshat. He says like this, usually when two friends leave each other, they're sad. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Laif. Torah makes us happy. So by us, this now we're sad, we're taking leave of each other, but by remembering, by saying Torah, that could take care of the sadness. There's other pshat, means the middle. Ask your friend Akasha. Don't tell him a teretz. But he'll always be thinking, what's the teretz to that Akasha? And like that, you'll remember him. Adam Farsha say, mitoich tvar halacha means the middle of the word halacha. What are the two letters of the, in the middle of the word halacha? Lamed and chof. Lamed represents limud. When you say goodbye to your friend, tell him a shtiku Torah. And chof means kaf. Kaf means the palm of the hand. Give him some tzedakah, make him into a shliach mitzvah. Another pshat I saw is like this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that what's the difference between one person learning Torah or two people learning Torah together? When one person learns Torah, he HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very machshavit, but it's not put down in the Sefer HaZichronos. When two people learn Torah, the Yichtar B'Sif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Sefer HaZichronos. So Mepharshim explains, since we're talking to each other in Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes it down in his Sefer HaZichronos. Once in his Sefer HaZichronos, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, it'll help us remember. Another pshat I saw is like this. The Svarim say, the Talmud Yaakov Yosef says, that when your friend is a mitzvah of Leviya, that your friend is supposed to escort you. When your friend escorts you, you're not supposed to tell him go back home. Why? Because the Medrash says that when Yaakov escorted Yosef, when he was going to his brothers, Yosef told him to go back home, and we know what happened. So now your friend is escorting you, and you don't want to bother him, but you can't tell him go back home. V'toich tvar halacha, if you'll tell him a halacha, he'll realize that's the time they can go back home. Others say the halacha you should tell him is that I'm not allowed to tell you to go home without telling you a halacha. Another pshat that I saw is, tell you two more pshatim, there's so many pshatim in this Gemara. Another pshat I saw is like this. Here we're talking about a person who's leaving his friend, leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutz Laaretz. We know that halacha esav soina leYaakov. So when a Jew leaves another Jew, he says, you know, now we're Jews, we all treat each other right. But tell him that when you're not going to be with a Jew, remember Esav son of Yaakov. When you deal, that's a halacha b'yidua. Remember that halacha. The Welt, the world is noig that when you leave your friend, you say Zay gesund, be well. What's the makar for that? So they want to say that it's this Gemara, because one of the first halachas in Shulchan Aruch is Yizgaber Kari, Lasas Ritzoin Avicha Avinu Shebishmaim. A person should be strong, healthy, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. You should tell your friend, you should be gesund and stark. Continues the Gemara. So one of them, they're taking leave from each other and they're going to tell each other halacha. So one said, Heichidam is shasi, Heichidam is shikr. Who's considered shasi, who's considered shikr? So as the Gemara, shasi is kol sheyachol dabel fnei melech. Shasi is somebody who's not that drunk, he can still speak to the king. Shikr is somebody who's so drunk, kol sheyachol dabel fnei melech. He's so drunk he can't speak to the king. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the Gemara says here that shasi al yisfalo, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bir Halacha that since now, the quotes from Kiv Egeb, since nowadays our davening is not that great. So if you see that you're going to miss Man Tefillah, then you should rather daven in the state of Shasui, not Shikr. Shikr is not allowed to daven. Daven in the state of Shasui, and rather than missing Zman Tefillah, because by Zman Tefillah, your Tefillah won't be that great anyway. The Bnei Yisrael says, this halach is so important, he says it's the first halach in the Torah. He says the word Bereshis stands for Shasui Yayin Kedei Revius Al Yispal Tefillasai. Pasach Idat Ma'amar. So the other one that said, Hamachzik v'nichsei hager, figure it out, you'll see it's all there. Hamachzik v'nichsei hager, if you, the halacha is like this, that if a gershon is gayer, tikatn shnoi l'dami, that if a ger dies, he's left, halachically he may not have any relatives. So whoever is the first to grab his estate owns it. So that's something that doesn't happen. Usually we have to work hard to earn a living. Here it comes easy. So ma yasav yiskayim b'biyodai. What should a person do that he should to remain with him. Yikach ben Sefer Torah. You should buy with it a Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Safra. Afilu bal Amar Rav Shesh. A husband gets a very big nadin. Also, Rava, he should buy a Sefer Torah with it. Rava mafilu ovid iska v'rava. Somebody makes a windfall. All of a sudden, he wins a lottery or he does great on the stock market. He should buy a Sefer Torah. Rav Papa mafilu matmetzia. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Afilu kosba tefillin. Even if you write tefillin, it's good enough. So the Chassam Sofer asks, we know that if you make any money, you have to give tzedakah. Why isn't tzedakah good enough for this? So the Chassam Sofer answers, tzedakah is good for something that there's no ayin hara on. But here there's an ayin hara, that you made all this money without any work. Since there's an ayin hara, you have to do something extra. That's why the Chassam Sofer says, if you're not going to buy tzedakah, you're going to give tzedakah. Usually the halakha is, now I'll give more than 20%. Here you can get more than 20%. The Yalkut Meiri says a very nice pshat. He says the pasuk says Adam l'omal yulad. A person was created to work hard. This person obviously didn't have to work hard. He made the money without working hard. So now the pasuk says that we all have to work hard. Tells us the Gemara, go quickly to yeshiva and learn. And put your hard work into learning, because if you're not going to put your hard work into learning, you're lucky, Baruch Hashem, you don't have to work hard to make a living. But if you're not going to be mekayim to Adam Lumo Yulad in learning, you may lose your money to have to work hard. So quickly use your kaiches for learning, and you won't have to lose it for having to work hard. V'am Rav Chanan v'itayim Rav Chanina, Mikra, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk said, V'yidi Yisrael Neder. When Klai Yisrael were going to Muhammad with Canaan, they made a nether that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save them, that they'll make everything Hegdish, they're going to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Marsha asks, why do we have to bring the Pasuk by the Yid Yisrael nether? We have in this week's Parsha, the Yaakov Avinu made a nether. Im Shamrani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch me, V'nosmi Lechem Lechoy, L'beged Libosh, I'll give Meitzer. So why do we have to rely on that Pasuk? So Marsha says like this, Yaakov Avinu obviously had to make the nether. He was alone. He had no money. He was Betzara. So of course he has to make a nether that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help him. But Klai Yisrael, when they were going to hold war with Canaan, there were 600,000 people. They were a huge army. They might think, we don't have to make Nedarim. We're okay without Nedarim. Tells us the Gemara, you never are right. And you always need the Tzchus HaTzdaka, the Tzchus of a Chazakas Torah. Amr Rami Bar Abba. Derech Mil. If somebody walks a mill, v'shina kol shehu, or he takes a little nap, mefigin et hayayin. They dissipate the effect of the wine. Amar av nachn, amar bavavua, loy shana el shishosu k'day revius. When do these things work? If he only drank a revius wine. Avil shosim revius, if he drank more than revius, kol shken shederech t'adosoy, you certainly have a problem that the walk will only make you more drowsy, that you won't be able to paskin, v'shinoi b'shakratoi, and sleeping will only make you more drunk. It's interesting, there's a Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin. Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin says that this whole Gemara that says that you shouldn't paskin a shayla when you're drunk, or when you drank, is only issva heter. But dine momenis, you're allowed to paskin even though you drank wine. We don't paskin that way. But all the Mefrashim try to understand what's the difference between Dina Mominus and Dina Yisva Heter. Says, so two pshatim. One pshat, the Urim Vetumim says, Dina Mominus, you have to have at least a bezdin of three people. So if you're sitting with two other people, two other colleagues in the bezdin, and they say that you're not thinking straight because you drank, they'll be able to tell you, listen, you maybe should want to not paskin, you're not up to it. But Yisva Heter, you're allowed to paskin alone. So there's not going to be anybody to tell you that you're not up to it. And people don't realize that they're not up to it. That's why there's a difference between Issachet and Dina Mominus. The Yisuch Moshe says another pshat. Very interesting pshat. He says that for Dina Mominus are so complicated, we know that the Nezikim Masechtas are full of lomdas, so you can't have success in passing your Shaila properly without Siyata D'Shmaya. You can't do it on your own anyway. So if you have Siyata D'Shmaya, you'll have the Siyata D'Shmaya even if you drank a little. Masha'enkin Issachet, you don't need that kind of Siyata D'Shmaya. You can rely on your own. So therefore, we can't let you rely on yourself when you drank. Ask the Gemara, v'derech mil mefiga yayin, is that true? That if you walk a mill, it takes away the effect of the wine, v'tanya. Nice. Reb Gamliel show you roichav al-chamor. Reb Gamliel was riding on a donkey. Vayim mahalach ma'akal ziv. He was walking for akad ziv. Vayir beloy mahalach akrav. Reb Eloy was his attendant walking behind him. Moskul gluskin b'derech. They found a loaf of bread on the way. Amar lo Eloy, tul gluskin m'derech. Pick up the loaf of bread. Matz nachri akad. And then they met a goy. Amar lo m'goy. So Reb Gamliel told this guy, your name is Mvgoy, Tul Gloskin Halalu. Take this loaf of bread, Miloy, from my Sham Shaloy. Nitbeloy, Rabbeloy. So Rabbeloy got close to the guy. Omle Mehechen Ata. From where are you? Omle Miryor Shal Burgunim. I'm from the city of Hots. Like a hot city. Omashimcha. What's your name? Mvgoy Shmani. My name is Mvgoy. Klumer Kircher of Gamliel Ma'olam. The Gamliel know you from before. Amalei loy. He never knew me. Ba'is shalom danu. So that time we learned, number one, Shekivin Rabbi Gamliel Baruch HaKadosh. Rabbi Gamliel has Baruch HaKadosh. He was able to figure out the person's name, even though he never knew him before. Furthermore, we learned, V'shloisha dvarim lamadnu ba'is shal. We learned three things halacha l'maisa. Lamadnu, she'em avirim aloichlam. You're not allowed to leave food on the floor. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham says, it's not just pshat that if you see food on the floor, you should push it to the side, that you shouldn't trample it. You have to pick it up. That's what he did. He picked up the food. Furthermore, he assumed that the bread was non-Jewish bread. How do you assume that the bread is non-Jewish bread? Because he knew, because he said, we go after Roiv, and most people are goyim on the road. So the Tefuah Shor asks, that's not new. Everybody knows the Achir Rav Melhatz, that we go bust the Roiv, that we always follow the Roiv. What's new here? So the Tefuah Shor says like this. The Gemara has a shaila like this. Let's say you have a situation where you have a Roiv and a Karv. That means Mitzarecha, from one side is a Roiv. Most people on the road are Goyim. On the other hand, the city closest was a Jewish city. Do you go bust the Roiv or do you go bust the Karv? What Rav Gamliel was teaching us is that you follow the Roiv, not the city that's closest. V'lamadnu, we also learned, Shechamtze Shalnochri Acha Pesach Mutter Bahano. That this was bread of a Goy that had been over Pesach, and you're allowed to have Hanor from it because giving it to somebody is having Hanor. Now, Tosfos asks a very important question. Tosfos says, the Pasuk says, Lois Tzichonim, Loititin Lem Matnas Chinom. You're not allowed to give a Goy a present for no good reason. So how could you go and give the guy the bread? He didn't know the guy. We just saw that you didn't know the guy. So how could he know? How could he give the guy a present? It's Lois Tzichonim. So Tosfos answers that there's no problem with Lois Tzichonim if the guy is traveling with you. Because just like the Aloch is, B'nei Daki Sholem, we give non-Jewish poor people tzedakah together with Jewish poor people. Same thing, if the guy is traveling along with you, it's Daki Sholem to give him something. That's Tosfos answers. But the Chayyim Yaakov says something that's very relevant to Aloch L'maisa, this time of the year. He says, although there's an Isra of Lois Tzichonim, that you're not allowed to give a guy something that you're for no reason, but let's say you have something that you can't use. Let's say somebody gives you a gift, non-kosher food, or it's Erev Pesach and you have chametz left over, and you have nothing to do with the chametz. There you're allowed to give it to a guy, there's no problem with Lois Tzichonim, because it's anyway something that you can't have any use from. The Gemara is saying that it was Mutter Bahano, but if the Chayyim Yaakov says that if it was Os Bahano, certainly I can give it to him because I have nothing to do with it. Kivin Shagil Ziv, when they got the Ziv, Ba'achad Lishol Nidrei. Somebody came to ask that he had made a nether and he wanted to have it annulled. Omle Zesh Imoy. So he said to the one that was with him, Klum Shasinu Ruvai Is Yaina Italki. Do we drink wine, Italian wine, or Revius of it? Omle Hain. Yes. So we're not able to pass in the entire because we just drank. Let him walk after us until the wine dissipates. They walked to 3 mil until they got to Summa Tzor. Gamliel got off the donkey and he sat down and he put on a talus, because Aloch is a dai and is supposed to wear a talus when he passes the entire for two reasons. First of all, it helps his concentration, A number of reasons, two reasons, Elokim Nitzov Badas Kael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by every din Torah, so with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should put on a talus, V'hitloi Nidroi, and he was Matan Neda. V'habit Varm L'madnu by Shah. L'madnu, Shavias Yainan Talkim Shakar. The Revius Yainan Talkim makes you drunk, and that's why he didn't want to be Matan Neda, because he had just drunk that much. V'lmadnu, Shekal Yaira, that if you are Shek, you're not allowed to pass Kneshaila. V'lmadnu, Shederach Mefigas Yain. That walking takes away the effects. V'lamadnu she'em v'firim l'dorim, that you're not allowed to annul of neder loy rochav loy mahalach, not when you're riding or you're walking loy amir or you're standing el yoshef. But k'tani miyis asked the Gemara, what do we see? Sholosh minu, that they had to walk 3 mil. We learnt on top of the Amid that how much do you have to walk to take away the effects of the wine? Only 1 mil. Answered the Gemara, shani yana talki the mishakat fei. Yana talki is particularly strong, and that's why he needs a longer walk. Ask the Gemara. Vom Rabbi Bechanam Rabbi Vua Loi Shanal Shoshos Revius. This whole problem is only if you drank Revius. Ah, Vol Shoshos Yoisim Revius. If you drank more than Revius, Koshkein Derech Tardosoi. The walking makes you even more drowsy. B'Shirim Shakarta. So the Gemara, Rochav Shani. Only walking is a problem. But riding is not a problem. Now, the Gemara's question is that if Yaina Talki is so strong, so Revius of wine of Italki should be the same as any other wine more than Revius. And walking shouldn't help. So he says, you're right, walking wouldn't help, but riding would help. Says the Gemara, Hash Dos Lahochi, that we differentiate between walking and riding, L'Rami Bar Abba Nami L'Kasha. What was Rami Bar Abba's Kasha? That there should be a why they have to walk 3 mil? He should have only have to walk 1 mil. Rochav Shani, since he was riding, so riding he needed 3 mil. If he would have walked, 1 mil would have been enough. And like the Rishonim say, now we no longer have to differentiate between Yain HaItalki and any other wine. They're all the same. And if you drink Revius, walk a mil or ride 3 mil. Ask the Gemara. And before we go further, one more shaila. If somebody drank, the Shaila talks about this, on Yonta people drink. So how long after you drink can you not pass in a shaila? So he says like this, certainly by the next day you could pass in a shaila. But what about earlier? He says that every person has to know for himself. He has to be able to be sure that he's clear. Ask the Gemara, that here it said that you're not allowed to be made for nether only when you're sitting. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Mefirim Nedarim, Bein Mahalach, Bein Oymed, Bein Rochav, that you're allowed to do it even when you're riding, you're walking, you're sitting. Answer the Gemara, Tanahi. It's Machlokes Tanoim. So there's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, how to learn this Gemara. Ikleman Dama Paiskim Vecharata, Vikleman Dama Dain Paiskim Vecharata. So Rashi explains the Gemara like this. According to one man the Omer, that's our man the Omer, Rav Gamliel, he holds that when you're made for nether, somebody comes to you and he wants you to annul his vow, you can't just annul it. You have to ask him if he had regret. If he regrets it. So that already takes, you have to have a clear head. So you have to sit. The other mandama, the mandama that says that, Rav Nachman, that says you could do it without sitting, he says that the Chochem has the ability, has the authority to be made for nether without any excuse. So then you don't have to have a clear head. You're just using the power vested in you as a chacham. That's how Rashi learns. Taisus learns differently. Taisus learns paisim b'charata means that the person has... Nobody holds, according to Taisus, that a chacham has the authority just to annul nedarim without any excuse. One mandama holds that he has to have charata, he has to regret it, and the other mandama holds that regret is not enough. You have to just also say that you have to say, had you known that this was the repercussions of your nether, this then would you have made the nether? But then he says no. So again, regret is not that difficult, so you don't have to sit. The person says, I made a mistake. Going back and forth, starting to think about the repercussions is already more complicated, and then you have to sit. Dom Rav Barav Chonam Rav Yochanan. My Pasulach Rav Gamliel HaGavra. What did Gamliel say to this person that wanted him to annul his nether? He says, the Pasuk says, Yesh Boitka Kimatkaris Charef. There's some things that stick like a sword. Veloshin Chama Mapit. But the words of the Chama Kru heal it. Kol HaBoitka. Boitka means to speak. Somebody says a neder, roi ledoik rebecherev, should have been stuck with a sword, should be killed. As Shaloshim Chachamim Mapei, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chachamim the ability to annul the vow, and you won't have that problem. So Tosfos asks, not here, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Yaakov Avinu, in this week's Parsha, makes a neder. Here we're saying that making a neder is so bad, and we see Yaakov Avinu making a neder. So Tosfos answers that making a neder b'shas tzora, like Yaakov Avinu did, is okay. Since Rav Yaakov Avinu made the neder because he was b'shas tzora, that's fine. But the Gemara says here that you're not allowed to make a neder is talking when it's not b'shas tzora. Omemar, aim of Yirmel Oichlin, that if you have food on the floor, you're not allowed to just leave it there. Rav Yaakov Shimon ben Yochai, loishon al b'daris b'shoinem. This was only in the earlier generations. Shein b'nais Yisrael prutzis b'kshofim, that there was no concern of sorcery. And all the Rishonim explain it's not only B'nai Yisrael, it's also B'nai Akam. So they used these bread for sorcery, so you're not supposed to touch it. Mavirim. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Shleimim Mavirim, on whole loaves of bread, you can let them because they're used for Kishif. Ptitim, but pieces of bread, Eimavirim, because they don't use pieces of bread for kishin. Omler of Asil of Ashi, Vapitin Loy Ovdin, is that true that they don't use even small pieces of bread for kishiv? Vaksiv, Vitachalni I see, El Ami, the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my nation desecrated me with Bishole Soirim, with pieces of barley, Upsisil Lachim, and with pieces of bread. So we see that they did kishiv even with pieces of bread, not just with whole bread. After the Gemara, the Shakel Begrayu, they didn't do kishif with the pieces of bread. You can't do kishif as much as we understand with pieces of bread. What they did was they took pieces of bread as payment for the kishif that we're going to make. The kishif is only made with whole breads. But like we said before, nowadays we're back to a time that there is no concern for kishif. So of course you're not allowed to leave any food on the floor, not even push it to the side. You're supposed to pick it up and put it either in the garbage or put it in a mechubadig place that's covered.